So when did you first basically get the barber shop? And
well, let's see, once I started, when I was 19, I went to barber school when I was 19, and I was years I got a bad time at. And then I worked in Richfield, because right when I was going to get out of barber school, the guy that I was going to work for died, the old guy. And you have to serve an apprenticeship for 3 years. So then a guy from Richfield was going to reserves for 2 weeks, so the other guy asked if I could help out. And I went down there, and I ended up there for 8 years. And then a guy by the name of Rich Capel bought the barbershop in Slinger.
Yeah.
And then he called me one day, 8 years later. That's right, in the long hair. The Beatles had just come here in the 70s, and the long hair, and barbering really slowed down.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, everybody was letting them grow. And, well, he called me if I wanted to buy a barbershop, because he had six, seven kids, I think, and he just wasn't making it. So I said, yeah. So I bought it. And then I bought that, so that'll be 40 years, this April 22nd, it's 40 years.
Wow.
So what does that make it? 74, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there I am, 40 years later.
So what kind of goes on during an old barbershop day? Do they kind of just come in? Is it usually regulars?
Yeah. After a while, it's mostly, regulars that come in. And you get to see, I've seen families grow. Kids coming, and all of a sudden the kid comes with kids, and it's quite a couple generations. It's been fun. But that barbering has changed a lot, because there's no kids going to barber school anymore, hardly. It's, in fact, they cut it out here a few years back, and then they made a cosmetology and barbering together.
Okay.
But now they opened a barber school. This is the first year now.
By barber school in this area?
I went to Milwaukee. Text vocational school down on State Street down there.
Right there downtown.
Yeah, yep. And they closed that down. And then anybody that wanted to get into barbering had to go to a beauty school.
Yeah.
And guys just wanted to cut hair. They don't want to go for them to smell that crap.
Yeah.
So so now they open a barber shop again down there. And
that's really cool.
Kids. I got one guy that's going there that I know. Of course, he's just started in January now. So, but he said he's the only white guy in the whole class. It's a changing thing. But, so most of my clientele are the older people.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. So, this is the only place you barber shopped at?
Except for Richfield for
Richfield,
years.
That's right.
But, 40 years in here now.
Okay.
At barber school, how much did you work on? Do you shave?
I don't. I just read an article in the paper.
I saw that too.
Yeah,
It's coming back, but
not in my shop. It ain't coming back because I haven't done it for so long. We didn't get no calls for it, so you get away from doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And geez, I wouldn't want to take a straight inch of somebody's face after 40 years of not doing it.
Right.
Nobody would tell them that, and they say, "Don't forget to shave."
We'll come back.
Yeah. Plus. Yeah, I read that article. I can't believe it's coming back, because, a shave, what did they say? It takes a half an hour? I was reading that. Well, what do you charge a guy for a shave then?
Right. And time is such a value now, it seems like in today's society.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you charge for a shave. More than a haircut, probably. You can buy a nice razor for that.
What's your typical haircut go for?
I get $12.
$12.
But I haven't raised it now in 7 years. Because I'm working more for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I work harder on my day off usually than going to work. So, when you do something for that long, it's just, it's so easy then, I mean,
you don't even think about it.
Yeah. And especially you get your same old customers, you know just what you're doing. So,
mm-hmm.
It's been a good life. But we had struggle years there in the 70s, though. That a lot of the guys that went to barber school aren't barbering no more. But I hung in there.
So I know that the barbershop used to do something with a golf outing?
I just donated a haircut for it.
It's interesting, if you get a chance to go, the haircuts go, you just turn them, say, a $12 haircut often goes for over $100.
Does it ever go that high? It did, huh?
Yeah. So there's some, it's coveted amongst many of the Slinger
folk. Sort of like an auction?
Yeah, it's a good cause too. Yeah.
Auction.
What's it for?
Well, the athletic department. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for all the different sports.
Different sports, yeah.
They give scholarships.
Everyone knows that item's there, and so some guys wait for that.
Yeah, and the more they drink, the higher it goes.
So I know that this was basically downtown. Now it's more like the Village Square is kind of like downtown now. But how have things shifted around, you know, with not just people living, but businesses? Have they changed a lot over the years?
Well, there's hardly any businesses left downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, at that time we had, like Maury probably told you, we had a hardware store with a bank, the grocery store. Just every building almost was a business. And they're all gone. I wanted a few left. A couple taverns yet, and Joe's Barbershop. Mm. That's still here. And then Bergman, you know, that was always an appliance store.
Yeah.
That was years and years ago. And then Bergman took it over. And so he's there yet. And, of course, some of the garages and the taverns. But they're really, everything, once they started building the shopping centers, mm-hmm. it all moved out to the first one, out here by Wires. And then Piggly Wiggly moved out of there.
Yeah.
Now nobody in town can walk the store no more. That's the bad part.
That became St. Vinny's, right?
Yeah, that became St. Vinny's. And that was bad for, like, my mother and the older people that didn't really drive much, you know. And they could walk the store. Now it's 2 miles. You got to take a car to get there all the time. So things change, but I don't care what town you drive through. It's the same thing. There's no little towns where they're vibrant more downtown.
Yeah.
So, I move out.
So what kept you here? I mean, was there ever a time when you thought that you would also go to the outskirts of town where you could be more visible? Or
no.
What's kept you downtown?
What kept me downtown? I owned a building. Well, what I want, it's just a small shop. It's just one little room. And I was plenty busy. So and there's plenty of parking now because there are no other businesses. So I have no problem down there, and I like it down there. Because when I bought the building that time, you know, you move out, then you'd have to sell that. And so I just stayed there, and that's where I am.
So you never were really worried or anything that?
No, because I run on mostly on appointments, so I'm busy enough. In fact, the last couple of years now, I don't even put my name in the phone book no more. I don't advertise. I'm trying to get slower.
Word of mouth? Pretty much word of mouth.
That's all it is now, yeah.
What's a typical day? How many customers would you get on a good day when all your regulars
are coming? Well, like if I book 3 haircuts an hour when I'm busy.
That's pretty good, yeah.
So, I mean, if you're busy all day, you've got 3 an hour. But I ain't that brush no more.
Yeah.
And one time I was, but then I was pushing more. You know, when you raise a family, I was there 50 some hours every week. I didn't, but now I don't work Saturdays in the summer. Nights I don't stay as long, so I'm just weaning down. And
yeah,
sure. Yeah, so you're doing it more inside work.
Oh
anymore.
Yeah, because I like it.
So have you been kind of having it for fun for a while now? It hasn't been work for.
Well, I mean, it's always been fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't do it for 48 years, but. Yeah, there's no pressure no more once you raise your family, and it's everything's paid for. It's pretty easy.
You have any music going in the background there? You know, there's all these places opening up with, we're going to put the ESPN there, we're going to make it, these new barbershops to try to attract the younger generation.
Yeah.
You know, just how, I haven't been in there, and so you just have some mood music in there? Or
you know, I always listened to Light 97 on a Phonolec. It was really and they played a mix of everything, just a nice background. And then, a year ago, Focus from Energy stopped in and said, hey, we'll put new lights in here for $100 and put, you know, the smaller, the tens or whatever they call it. And it's going to be brighter. I said, well, for $100, you know, and they paid $160, I paid $100. How can I go wrong? Well, now I can't get radio reception. So the only thing that comes in most of the time pretty good is Wes Benson. Oh, I got that on. But I don't hear much of it. I mean, you got it.
Background.
Yeah. Just background. But that's why I like the other one so much, because they played more music, didn't talk much.
Yeah.
Because you can't listen to talk radio.
Right. No.
Because you
get caught up.
When people come in, if you listen to something you wanted to hear what they had to say, and then you got to talk to, it just don't work.
Yeah.
And just like a TV, I got in there, but it never turned on unless there's a Packer game or something special.
So you only have it for, like, sports games?
Yeah, I'll put on a sports game if something special on. Or like, no, this week is going to be the high school basketball.
Sure.
I'll put that on. Somebody wants to see when they come in, and I can watch it in between. But stuff like that, you don't have to watch. If there's a big play, you can see
the
replay.
You're talking with the customer. You're talking with the customers.
Yeah, you talk with the customers.
Yeah.
You give them your full attention.
Yeah.
So.
So is it just you in there? You don't have any?
Well, I got a guy coming on Wednesdays to help. It was, when he first retired, this guy I worked with in Richville, he retired 11 years ago, and then, that's when I was really swamped yet, and then he retired and I got more. And so then he came up. But he wouldn't have to come no more now, but he just comes in and we can take it easier. And I can book enough that the rest of the week is slower then.
Yeah.
So he still comes in one day a week and helps. He's got a bunch of his old customers from Richville that come down yet that day. But it's work. It's nice.
Yeah.
Just do a lot of visiting.